Hey everyone, warm welcome to you. I am Iris van Ooyen, the creator of TwoBrightEyes.com and of this gratitude project. So we have focused on being in the moment and really feeling the things that you're grateful for. We've taken time, especially this weekend, to look ahead to the future. What can you already be thankful for while it hasn't yet materialized? And today, I want to take a look at the past. What are things in the past that we probably were not particularly grateful for when they happened? But when we look back now, we can find something in there to be thankful of. I invite you to take a moment and think back for yourself. Perhaps a difficult time comes to mind. Looking back at some unexpected shifts that in the end did bring you something valuable. And I'm not saying that it has to be equal. So perhaps what you went through was terrible, and the things that you can be grateful for when you look at that event are very small in comparison. So it doesn't have to be equally as big, but what is most important is that you're able to discover something, however little, that you can see as positive. So what could be the gift in that situation? What did it bring you? Because I know that as soon as you can find a light in that dark period or in that event, that you can start the healing. That you can start to really open up and to clear that. And to support you with that, what I would like to do today is to take you through an energetic activation. And to prepare for that, I invite you to shut down your email, any phones that you're not using, and place your feet firmly on the floor. Taking a moment to leave behind anything that's going on in your life at the moment. Really allowing yourself to really focus on this call. And really feel how your feet are touching the floor and the earth beneath you. If you want, you can place a hand on your lower belly to invite your breathing to deepen. And then with every exhale, I would like you to send your energy and your attention towards your feet. And feel as you continue to breathe in your own pace that you're slowly becoming more aware of your physical body. Feel how you're becoming more and more present. And relax your shoulders. Straighten your spine so the energy can flow freely. And let's take a few deep breaths in together to fully align our energy fields. And to ensure that we're present here in this moment with all of our energy, attention, and focus. Take a deep breath in. And release. And breathe in. And let it out. And a final deep breath in together. And release. And I'm setting the intention that only that energy and information can come through that is in your highest good, that will help you take the next step on your path And release what is in your highest good to release today. And as you continue to feel your feet, how they're firmly anchored to the earth beneath you, and if you want, you can close your eyes so it's easier to focus. And I would like you to place a hand on your heart chakra. Really feel the warmth of your hand. Feel how it's lying there. Feel the soft pressure of your hand. And allow yourself to fully focus on that. And I'm going to be asking you several questions, and I ask that you, without thinking, let the answer just really bubble up from inside you, without wondering what it is or what it means, or try not to be thinking too much about what it is that steps forward, and really trust that whatever shows itself to you, whether that's a thought or an image or a feeling, is exactly what you need to be aware of right now. So continue to feel your hand and the warmth on your chest. And relax your body. Just really relaxing your muscles. Release any tension. And allow your mind to go to something that's happened in the past. Something that was difficult. Something that was unexpected. Something that has touched you deeply. And really allow yourself to connect with that feeling. Perhaps you were hurt or disappointed. Perhaps it's something that you did. Something that happened. And really allow yourself to bring fully back the energy of that which has happened. Really feel the sadness, the disappointment. See how it has impacted you. And now, as you continue to stay connected to this instant, whether it's fully clear or more a feeling, doesn't really matter. While you stay connected to this, I would like you to zoom out a little, as if you're taking a higher perspective, as if you're in a helicopter looking down at this same situation. And really allow that to shed some clarity on the situation. Really see the bigger picture of that, what has been going on. And see through that bigger picture one or two things. Maybe tiny lights in the darkness. Something positive. Something to be grateful for in the midst of all this. And allow yourself to see at least one or two positive things. Either insights that the situation has taught you, little things that could perhaps have been worse, small things that went your way. And as you have clarity on these one or two, whether that's really totally clear so you can verbalize it, or whether it's more a feeling, a sense of a lightness or something positive, really hold these things close to your heart and zoom back in on the image. Take these two positive things with you in the energy to that same situation and see how that slightly shifts the energy. See how it feels maybe a little less tight, a little less painful. See if you can open this up. To slowly start the healing without having to know what that looks like. Maybe in your mind's eye you can open a door as a symbolic start of the healing of this situation and anything that's connected to it. And really allow yourself to feel the support that's present here around you. Whether that's your guides, your teachers, and your angels. Whether that's physical people that come to mind. Whether it's the supportive energy that you're feeling right now. Really allow yourself to feel supported. Knowing that you're not alone. Knowing that this is not something that you have to take care of on your own. Knowing that whatever it is that happened, that there's support available for you as well. All you have to do is ask and open up to receive. Ask the universe. Ask your angels. Ask a friend. Ask on the forum. Whichever comes to mind. And as you keep this situation in your mind's eye, I would like you to invite in through this open door the warmth and the love that is surrounding you, allowing it to seep into the situation. Maybe open the curtain so the sun can shine in, can shine on this energy, can lessen the pain. Can really put something in motion so the healing can begin. Allowing yourself to be guided to whichever next step is best for you. Whether that's to call a friend, maybe cry, take a hot bath or a walk outside. Trust that it will come to you. And I invite you in your mind's eye to really take this situation and embrace it as if you're giving it a hug. I'm sensing that for most of you, this is something that you've been keeping at bay, something that you've kept your distance from, perhaps didn't even really want to look at, or when you did, it was really painful. So I'm inviting you, as part of this process, to open up your arms wide and really embrace the situation as if you were giving it a virtual hug. And then hold on for as long as feels comfortable to you. And once you feel ready to let go, see if you can maybe hold on a little bit longer. And if you're still holding on, see if you can really have this situation merge in the energy with you, as if you're holding and embracing someone you love dearly, and you're hugging them and squeezing them tight, as if you want to really almost like squeeze and really feel this melt into your energy. Knowing that what is happening is only in your highest good and supporting you on your journey. And I'd like you to become aware of your feet. Feel how they're touching the floor. Taking with you this energy that you've embraced, this shift that's been able to occur, and bring it back with you here into this dimension, into this call, into this moment. Feel how you're sitting in your chair, and if you want, you can stretch your arms, wiggle your toes, and bring your attention back fully into this call. And once you're ready, you can open your eyes. And come fully back here. So what we've been doing is going back to a past event, open that up for healing, and open that up for the first inkling of gratitude. That when you look back at it now, perhaps you can see one or more things that, with hindsight, you can be grateful for. Insights that it has given you, opportunities that it presented, things that, even though a lot of things didn't go your way, were supporting you in that moment. And I really like you to take a moment somewhere today to be thankful of that. Because we know the power of being grateful, and since there's not really any time, since time doesn't really exist, it's very powerful to still be grateful for things that have already happened, to shift that energy. And what we've been doing today is a powerful energetic activation, so really pay attention to your physical body. If you feel like taking a small nap, I encourage you to do so if you can. Drink lots of water to support your body in the cleansing, and perhaps take a salt bath whenever you can. And I wish you a lovely rest of your day or evening. Bye.